Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. May Day, a day of celebration for communism, played a key role in the early days of modern-day Israel. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us the historic details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Could you give us just a quick background of May Day? What's its significance to the communist nations?
Well, Jimmy, the forerunner of communism was, of course, the socialist movements that developed primarily in Germany and in France, even before Karl Marx. In the industrial centers of England, France, and Germany especially, there were very long hours, 12 to 14 hours a day. Children were working, and the socialists were very active. And eventually, they picked on the day, May 1st, as a celebration of workers and the right to strike, etc. And then, of course, along comes the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. May Day becomes the official holiday of communist Russia, including socialist Zionists here in Israel. You could still see the red flags being marched down the streets of Tel Aviv. So today it's basically part of the Arab protest that they've adopted, that May Day protest.
The kibbutzim, that was a part of a communist belief brought out of Europe into the new Jewish state Israel, was it not?
Well, don't forget, Jimmy, historically speaking, the bulk of the early Zionists came either from Russia or from Eastern Europe in one form or another. And, of course, Ukraine, later became Ukraine, part of the Russian Empire at the time. And they were steeped in this type of a thinking because that was what was going on. Because then there was a czar and people were being shot and killed and they were pogroms and people were looking for some way to protest. They adopted that. They brought it to the kibbutzim. The kibbutzim became, with a small c, very communistic. There's a difference between communism as an economic or social way of life and what became, unfortunately, the communist empire, very political, very oppressive, that dominated most of the underdeveloped world, including Southeast Asia and South America, up until fairly recently, say 20 to 30 years ago.
Winky Medad explaining how communism was a major part of the lifestyle of the early years of modern-day Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Winky's report reveals how the philosophy of communism is in our world today. This philosophy, communism, practiced in North Korea, China, and Cuba. It is an antichrist religion that will be prevalent in the last days when communist China and the Antichrist partner to rule this world. That's Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 to 16. That prophecy will be fulfilled very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...